Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
When Rihanna starts serenading us, that means the show's almost over. No Danny Rauher today. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. He's on vacation. I got tickets, VIP passes, as a matter of fact, to the Capital Chili Cook-Off. We'll give those away at the end of this segment, end of the show. Chad Dukes is back in the saddle. I see Thaddeus getting ready for his show coming up at 2 o'clock. Should let you know the DC Quick Pitch will come your way this week, as always, even though Danny's out. Normally, he and I breaking down the Nats. I'll do it solo. Got a couple of good Nats guests to come hang out with me as well. That's going to be posted tomorrow, so it'll be available for you about 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. You can listen to it before Game 2 against the Marlins. Big start tonight for Max Scherzer against the Fish. He is back from his neck and back stiffness. Last time we saw him, he was homering in Miami for the first time in his career and then leaving after one inning in his outing. He'll get a chance against the Marlins at home at Nationals Park to kick off a homestand, assuming the rain holds off tonight. They'll get that game in. I want to get into the Nats bullpen. We kind of ran out of time today, so I can do that tomorrow. Couple of quick Redskins notes for you before I wrap up the show with your calls at 800-636-1067 on Bryce Harper. First, Doxson's hamstring sounding better today than yesterday. Now, we still have not really gotten anything definitive from the coaching staff, so take all of this and don't approve it as gospel yet, but Doxson was limping pretty badly apparently yesterday and he left the field. Today, he's not walking with a limp at all. He was even wearing cleats, according to Mike Jones, when he joined the show earlier out at the practice field. Now, you don't have to limp to be out for several weeks, obviously, but that's good. If he was in any kind of like a state where they didn't want to mobile, he might not be coming out to the practice field. He'd be getting treatment all day. He might be visibly showing that he couldn't walk or had a stiff leg. None of that seems obvious to the reporters as they watch him. So I think that's better news than not. The other news of the day was that Bashaud Breeland got booted off the practice field, got into it with Vernon Davis. Jay Gruden came over and essentially kicked him out of practice. This is at least the second time this has happened, because we know that last year he got booted from a late season practice and had to go to Scott McLuhan's office to be calmed down. Breeland was preparing to take the field for this afternoon session with his teammates, getting in the cold tub, listening to his music, and going through all of his normal motions between practices. So it doesn't sound like this is lingering at all, but it's just something to monitor because he's clearly not happy with his role. He was on social media today saying, and it's funny what a 2017 show this is, how much we're talking about what guys are saying on social media, but that's how players get their opinions out there, hidden or otherwise. That's how they kind of spread their messages, sometimes in veiled ways. And Breeland this morning, right before practice, talked about how upset he was that he was getting flack, sounded like, from the coaches. And then 15 minutes into practice is angry and getting into it with Vernon Davis and getting booted from the field. Let's go to the phones. Drew is in Falls Church on Grant and Danny. Drew, I'm worried about all this Bryce Harper flirtation with Chicago. I think this is a chick I'm dating, clicking on other people's like button. Where are you at on this?
All right, so to keep with your flirting analogy, the fact is he's not only been flirting with multiple teams over multiple years, but the media has been doing it for him. 2 years ago, it was the Yankees. Last year, it was the Dodgers. This year, it's the Cubs. You know, he said it himself. He's giving us what we want. You know, he's responding to the media the only way he can, by making us think that he wants to be out of here. The fact is, he's also said in the past that he wants to be like guys like Derek Jeter and Mickey Mantle, who have stayed with the same team their entire career. You know, it just depends. You know, it's 2 years away. We can't focus on it. I mean,
well, it's 2 years away anymore. We're talking about the end of next season. So you are now basically a season and a month and a half away.
Well, let's focus on the rest of this season, because we're 12 games up on the Mets right now, or the Marlins. We have a couple of key injuries that we're trying to get over right now. We're on our way into the postseason, going strong.
Yeah.
That's what we got to focus on right now.
I agree, but look, me talking about this right now is not going to affect if the team beats the Marlins or not. I can multitask. At 7:05 tonight, I'll be watching the game, and I'll watch Max, and I'll watch the lineup, and I'll be mad that Anthony Rendon hits sixth, which is inexcusable. I'm going to get right back to what I normally do. I'm going to be watching the Nats and living and dying with each pitch. I still care a lot about this guy being here. I don't think we talk about this enough, to be honest with you. If you are of the belief that I am, he is gone at the end of next season. We get 1 year and another couple of months of this gift that is this guy. And for me, I think we should always be talking about whether or not he's going to be here or not. I think this is a major storyline. How much do we talk about Kirk Cousins and whether he'll be here? Think about that. Bryce Harper is pretty much in the same boat as of this coming season. It's a contract year. Now, I understand you're saying, we got a lot of baseball. Let's enjoy the Nats. I'm enjoying the Nats. Now, I'm not going to be live tweeting my thoughts on Bryce Harper's future at 8 o'clock tonight in the middle of the fourth inning. But this is important. This guy's the face of the franchise. He's the best thing we got going for baseball in this town. And he is vital to baseball in this city becoming more and more important. Jim in Silver Spring.
Hey, Grant.
Hey, buddy.
I think you're crazy.
I like your voice, by the way. You have deep pipes. I wish I had your voice.
I've got a radio announcer's voice.
You do.
Deluxe.
I
know.
It.
Listen, I got to tell you, the big picture is Bryce is chasing history. He's going to stay in Washington for the simple reason that Washington is the most beautiful city in America.
Are you from D.C., though?
I'm from Philadelphia.
Ooh, interesting. You
so I am a huge. I was weaned on the Phillies.
Right.
Richie Ashburn. Okay. Harry Callis.
Harry Callis had good pipes, by the way.
Tony Taylor.
Better than your pipes, not by much, but he did. He was awesome. Harry Callis here. Yeah. Thank you for the call. Look, D.C. is the most powerful city in the world. You can't not love Washington, D.C. It doesn't mean if you're from Vegas, that you have to spend the rest of your life there. I do think he likes it here a lot. He's always said that. I take him at his word. I believe him. I just think he likes a lot of cities a lot, including Chicago. Does anyone care that his dog's named Wrigley? Am I the only one that cares about that? It seems like I'm the only one that cares. Let me know when Chris Bryant names his dog South Capitol Street. Harvey is in Warrington. Hey, Harvey.
You know, I like him, and I should think you should pay him what he's worth, but I wouldn't break the bank. There's a lot more young players in this league and that can be brought up. I just wouldn't mortgage the thing and think that he's irreplaceable.
Appreciate you, buddy. Here's the good news if you were to lose Harper is that Victor Robles, who's going to be a star, will be ready probably late 2018, and we'll start every day come 2019 after Harper's gone. So that's good. And they got a couple of kids, whether it's Robles, Soto that are coming, Rendon you could lock up, Turner you could lock up. You'd have a chance to stay good for a while. But I cannot be alone when every time he's in Chicago and he's tweeting about how great the city is and telling me he's going to go back-to-back one day with Chris Bryant, who's not leaving Chicago for the next few years, and he's a free agent this coming season, after next year. I can't help but think I'm alone and going, he's telling us something. Let's do this. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. I did something yesterday that threw me off and depressed me a lot. What did I do? What freaked me out that I watched yesterday? You got to know, caller 10, tell Dar. You'll win a pair of tickets to the first annual Capital Chili Cook-Off and Brew Festival August 19th at the Bullpen. Come out and watch 30 of the best chili cooks compete for top prizes and entry into the 2017 World Championship Chili Cook-Off. Tickets are on sale through CapitalChiliCookoff.com. Win your way in this week with 106.7 The Fan. And go to TheFanDC.com/contest. DC quick pitch, not today, but tomorrow. If you missed Albert Brewer or Mike Jones, go to GrantandDanny.com/audio. Chad is up next right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.